Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I guess you could call it a oversimplification sensation.
Cha-ching!
Coming in hot. I told you I was coming in hot today.
Cha-ching!
So... you don't get to just, this isn't like playing quarters when you're in college. You don't get to just make rules. You have to stay fluid. You have to be ready for each situation as it comes. But I would come damn close to making a rule if I were running a football team. I will not. I will not trade one of my young players for a first-round draft pick. Because if that's the valuation of your young player, I've got a better idea. Keep him. Keep him on the team. This is the hardest thing to have in sports. A drafted player at a high level, then he plays up to that level. The fan base gets engaged, and that player is a part on multiple levels of winning. That is the hardest thing to find in sports. That is what Steph Curry was, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, and George Kittle, and Fred Warner, and Brock Purdy, and Deebo Samuel. It's all of those people. It's Tim Lincecum and Madison Bumgarner. It's all of those people. And he has an opportunity to be one of those guys. Like hell, I'm letting him out the door.
Well, it's just not that simple in a hard cap league. And I know you know that, and you may have to get to a point where you make a hard choice about somebody, and maybe this is the time where you make the hard choice with Brandon Ayuk, like you did with DeForest Buckner, where it came down to money, according to DeForest Buckner, and he didn't feel like they were making him an offer that was going to work. And so whatever the back channel communication was, the team decided at that point, let's trade him. They got the 13th pick. They moved back a spot, took Javon Kinlaw, and the net result was a loss. You ended up getting Javon Hargrave, and now you're paying him, and Armstead is gone, and don't know if all those things would have happened if they just would have stuck with Buckner and paid him what he was asking for. So now, because it didn't work the first time, it doesn't necessarily make it, in my opinion, to where you will never do that again. This situation may be similar. It may be totally dissimilar, and you've got a couple days to make a hard choice on, you know, and I'm sure the phone's been ringing.
No,
and I wonder,
he's admitted that.
I wonder how many teams are calling about Brandon Ayuk because they know the situation.
Absolutely. Listen,
so, and if I'm out there and we could go through every team and look at who actually would be hot after a good receiver, probably about half the league.
Here's another reason why, and this is just tea leaves now, but I think it was Ian Rappaport. And do we have the rap sheet thing? I bet we do, kicking around here somewhere, Grandy. Let me know where it is. Rap sheet, I heard him say earlier today that the Ayuk camp believes, and if they believe this, it's true because the agent has been talking to everybody, that Brandon Ayuk probably has a contractual offer from another team that's even better than what the 49ers would or could give him. But Brandon Ayuk is still sitting here sending TJ Houshmandzadeh to 95.7 the game to tell everybody he wants to be a 49er. Brandon's behavior on the field, Brandon's behavior off the field has suggested that he's a winning player. He's a team player. This is not about numbers. This is not about throw me the damn ball. This is not about anything other than I want to be here, but I want to be given my worth. So in other words, he might even take a smidge less to stay with the 49ers. And that would be smart anyway because he's not a free agent. So it's not like he's got a choice. He can get into a huge fight or he can take something that is viewed as at least close to fair. But that to me is a feather in the cap of the player. He's sitting there going, I like here. I like this. I think we can win. You know you can win with me. Let's do this thing. And I am not messing around with that. I am fascinated by how many people, and I know that this is the draft and it's puzzle pieces and we all like to, like our fantasy teams, pretend that we're GMs. Oh, you know what I would do, right? We can move up.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison and there's this guy and Rome Odunze and stop.
I like the player.
Oh my God. I like Brandon Ayuk.
Good little player.
You know who I want with my first round pick? Brandon Ayuk.
You already got him with your first round pick.
Like,
good. Was that the last time they had a first round pick?
Oh.
Because I know it's been a couple of years since they had a first round pick.
It was Trey Lance.
Well, right.
Man, my bad.
That was a bad. That was, how the hell did that fly?
Talk about a mental block. That one's been.
Okay, but
like half the people on my Twitter feed, that's blocked.
But other than Trey. No, because was
Nick Bosa and Brandon Ayuk.
Well, Bosa and Debo were together.
Yep.
Debo was second round. And Kinlaw, or was that the, they traded in, they had two first round picks that year. Was that the same year as Kinlaw?
Yeah, it was. They traded back into the end of the first round and picked Ayuk.
There it is. All right. So, yeah, in theory, outside of Trey Lance, that was the last time they picked someone in the first round.
Yeah, boy.
Keep him. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
It depends on how much it is. And it's not as easy as...
Everybody knows where this is going to end up. Like...
Financially?
Yeah!
Well, if Ian Rappaport, Rap Sheet, is reporting that he may have another offer for another team, if they're out there sniffing around and that offer is significantly higher than what the Niners want to pay... then we are at a bit of an impasse.
Well, what does that mean, significantly higher? First of all, it can't be official offer. But
of course.
You know what we're talking
maybe
about.
Maybe a team is sniffing, Pittsburgh is sniffing and saying, we'll give you 28. We'll give you 3 and 84 with $60 million guaranteed. Take that back to San Francisco.
I mean.
And Parag is going, we can't do that. Our numbers, all of a sudden he became 400. Our numbers are not.
Parag's like, he's not available.
Right.
He's under contract.
Well, and.
He's under contract.
Fine. But
so therefore Brandon needs to potentially take a couple bucks less than whatever Pittsburgh or whoever's throwing out there, because that's your only choice. It doesn't mean that you let the team get over on you, because that's the other thing. Listen, I'm not a capologist, but the reason I said that, we know where this is going. We do. TJ said 27, maybe it's 26, maybe it's 25.5, maybe it's 27.5, whatever. Whatever, like whatever that, like find the spot where Brandon's a little ticked and so are you.
That's what TJ was saying,
And just do it. You know that this is not a wide gap. They're far apart. Not really. Like
we don't know.
No, but
we don't know.
It's not like Brandon's saying 35 and the Niners are saying 20. That's far apart.
Well, it's all relative,
you
but
know
yeah.
Where he is. He's a top 10 receiver. You know what the market is. Calvin Ridley just got 23. We go north from there. Debo makes 24. We go north from there. Tyreek makes 30. We go south from there.
Well, when
somewhere in there.
When Justin Jefferson gets his deal and it's more than Tyreek and the top of the market gets up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A 32 or 33.
But he's different.
Brandon's not going to settle for 25. He's going to want to be closer to that top of the market. So, you know, and if they're projecting Justin Jefferson's getting 32, 33, and CeeDee Lamb is getting, I think those guys are getting more than Tyreek.
Justin should. He's the best receiver in the game.
CD is number two or number three, in my opinion.
And Brandon's right behind him.
Yeah, Brandon's probably in that six or seven spot, yeah. No matter how you want to slice it. But if you're Brandon, you don't want to be first unless the offer is really, really good.
Yeah, but I know it's easy for me to be like, a few million bucks here or there. Like, there are ways. We're all just talking about AAV, and it's a fake number. It's about the guarantee.
Right.
It's about the way it's structured. It's about how much is pushed to the end versus the beginning. And so when we say, oh, they're far apart, I don't think their conversations go the way we talk about them. They're not talking about AAV. They're talking about guarantee. And so that number could be as much as 10 to 15 to 20 million apart. And that's a large gap.
Yeah.
Here's what Ian Rappaport said earlier today.
I would say this pretty confidently. Whatever the 49ers will pay Brandon Ayuk, who they really, really like as a player who they developed all the way through, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a team that's willing to pay him more. That's actually not really the question. The question really is, does Brandon Ayuk want to stay in San Francisco with a team that's awesome and will probably be very good for a long time? Are they going to pay him the most in the NFL? Maybe not. They got a good team. They want to keep it together. But would it be enough to keep him? I'm kind of with you. I'm leaning more as of right now of him potentially staying. But this story has not yet been written fully.
And that's what everyone who's in the know is saying. This absolutely. And so just sit with this for a sec. This could go either way. This really could go either way. And it will happen in the next 55 hours.
Right. And when you get midway through the first round, as a Niner fan, you can start to breathe a little bit easier. If you get to pick 15, pick 16, and Brandon is still yet to move, I think it becomes less likely.
Yeah, for me, I don't, it more like 20 to 25, but I hear you.
I don't think there's a trade out there that would involve the Niners trading Ayuk, keeping their pick at 31, and getting a first-round pick. Even
probably
if it's
not.
Like
probably
you
not.
Trade Ayuk to a team and you get the 20th overall and you keep 31,
well,
I don't see that necessarily happening.
No, but if you're given Brandon Ayuk and a second or and a third, could that net you a first-round pick? It could.
It might.
It could.
Yeah.
With that idea that you brought up, that Bill Barnwell brought up, I'm 1,000% out on that idea.
Too much.
Acquiring a first round pick, but having your pick be in the deal. So Brandon and the 31 to simply move up in the first round and then gather an asset or two later in the draft. Yuck. Gross. I'm out. Terrible. I would be furious if the Niners take a deal like that.
Well,
and Rappaport says this is about whether or not Brandon wants to stay. Well, here's what his coach told us yesterday.
I mean, I talked to B.A. He don't want to leave San Francisco. He just wants to get paid. Just very simple. He just wants to be rewarded for the work that he's put in.
This is not a complicated conversation.
It is because...
I don't think it is. He wants to be here. He wants his money.
He wants to be paid.
Yes.
And by he wants to be paid means he wants to get what he feels like he's worth. And if the team, the Niners, doesn't feel like they want to give him what he thinks he's worth, then Houston, we've got ourselves a problem. because Brandon clearly has an idea in his mind of what he's worth, as all these players do. And TJ told us yesterday about the nature of wide receivers, himself included.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we all know this. The word diva is unfair, but they are self-confident, self-assured, and they have a high self-value in terms of what they should be paid. And this is Brandon's time.
They're sports cars. Look at them. Look at them. Watch a wide receiver walk by you.
Yeah.
Look at them. They look like Lamborghinis.
Well, watch one run by you. It's like, man.
I don't really have a choice to do anything but watch them run by
you. Seriously.
Me. Anyway, that's kind of that's the point. I get it. Yes, there is a nature of the beast, if you will, although I think that gets overplayed when it comes to money, because it's not like overweight left tackles are just letting you, well, you just pay me whatever you want because I'm a nice fat guy. Like, no, you got to pay that too. People want what they're worth in the world of I've achieved, I'm confident, and I know what I'm worth. You're going to have to meet it. This is not a surprise. And I think we fail to sort of remember what every April sounds like. We did this 2 years ago with Debo.
Yep.
We didn't do it in April last year with Nick because the team coached us into it's going to be fine.
You're not trading DPOY.
You're not trading him. Although, what happened when he signed? His mom came on the show and was like, we thought we were out. We thought we were leaving. It got real, even though we didn't think it was going to get real, because Lynch was like, we budgeted for this. We're good. We're not doing anything with Nick Bosa. Next thing you know, we got a game against the Steelers, and everyone's like, is Nick here? So just like I said yesterday, you got to have the stomach for this. It's hard. It stinks. Feelings get hurt. I have no doubt that if he stays, there's going to be some ups and downs over the next few months. Then again, I'll argue this is only about money. It's not about desire.
Right.
And it's not like anybody is surprised about the numbers that are being thrown around. He's a very good receiver. We know what that costs.
But we don't know what the top of the market is going to be, and maybe they do. Maybe Brandon and his agent and maybe the 49ers are all aware of the neighborhood where CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson are going to land, because neither of those guys is playing their fifth-year option either. Both of them will get more than Brandon Ayuk. Whoever signs first of those two is getting less than the other one, but those two are going to reset the market. And so Brandon, I'm sure, is looking at that going, if they reset it at 33 or 34 AAV, which I know is mostly meaningless, he wants to be up at 28 or 29.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.